Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness.
Hey there, thanks for joining me for today's episode. Super happy to be here with you. So today I want to talk about eating a whole food plant-based diet and not getting stuck in the all or nothing rut with this. I see this happen a lot, and I want to talk about it because I think it's, you know, to go into the all or nothing mindset, I think that it's tempting, I think that it's easy to do, and I think that some people don't know how to not do that. And so I want to unpack this a little bit. I want to talk about this. So when let's just break it down, right? When you're eating a whole food plant-based diet, you're eating veggies, fruits, beans and legumes, nuts and seeds, whole grains. What am I forgetting? Veggies, fruits, beans and legumes, whole grains, nuts and seeds. You're also eating lots of spices and some minimally processed food. So people eat this way for many, many different reasons. If you've been listening to this podcast for long, you know a lot of those reasons or been in the clean food, dirty girl sphere. I talk about those reasons, but you know, one really big reason is that people do this for their health, and you know, it's a way to prevent a lot of unnecessary lifestyle related illnesses. So that is a very common reason why people start eating this way, to take care of themselves, to protect their body, to try to maybe reverse some damage that their body has going on because of lifestyle-related things. Another reason is for the animals. A lot of people don't want to cause unnecessary harm to animals. And let's face it, if you're eating meat and dairy, then you are having a direct impact on, the harm to animals. So that's one reason. That's another reason why people eat this way. And another really common reason is for the planet. We're dealing with climate change right now, and eating, you know, sort of lower on the food chain is a way to help with that. So there's many reasons. And I think the cool thing is regardless of, you know, why someone is inspired to eat this way, once you do, it's sort of like it benefits all those things and more, right? There's so many benefits to eating a whole food plant-based diet. So it's not just sort of one thing. Maybe, you know, the entry point, it's like there's several doors, but if you choose this door to kind of as a reason for going into this, then all those other doors will be open as well. So, you know, there's a lot of very good reasons to eat this way. And I think what happens is that a lot of people are like, okay, I'm going to change my diet, I'm going to do this. And then there are times when, you know, they're eating this way, they're feeling good, they're on a roll with it, and then something happens and they kind of make some choices that aren't whole food plant-based. And then it's like, that's not, you know, that happens. That's not bad or good. That just kind of is. But what happens as a result of that is sort of a lot of beating oneself up, and it's, for a lot of people, it's kind of hard to get back on track once they kind of aren't eating this way. And there's a lot of, you know, if I can't do this totally, then I'm just not going to do this anymore, or just feeling really, really bad about not being perfect with this, to the point that they then, for some people, don't do it at all or just do it very little. And it definitely doesn't have to be that way. And I think, first of all, I don't know anybody who eats 100% whole food plant-based. I haven't met them personally. I also know that we are human, and to be human is to be imperfect. And so striving for perfection, it's always an uphill battle because it doesn't exist. And I think to have that expectation for oneself is really doing more harm than good, because it's not possible to do this 100% of the time for the rest of your life. you know, it's very realistic to do this maybe 90, 95% of the time, right? Or 85% of the time, it's much more realistic. But it's, you know, if we have this expectation that we should be perfect with this, then what happens is we end up eventually, from what I've seen, we do even less of it. Like, let's say it's possible for us to do 85% whole food plant-based and 15% like vegan and once in a while having like, you know, some animal products. Over time, over the span of your life, right, that might actually be more in line with what you are wanting from this than if you were to have this idea that you have to do this perfect or else you're not going to do it at all, because you might be, you know, really, really strict with this and doing this really, really, like literally most of the time for a moment in time, but then something happens and then it's like, screw it, you know, I ate the French fries and then so the next day I'm going to eat the burger, and then before you know it, you know, you're kind of not eating many plants at all. And so I think that it's if we're talking about sustainability, I think it really helps to keep it flexible and to not have such stringent expectations of yourself and give yourself grace and just embrace your humanness and embrace the fact that, you know, it's not, may not be realistic to do this 100% of the time. You might not want to do this 100% of the time. And now I think that it's much more, I think it's easier to be vegan, you know, a vegan diet, closer to 100% of the time. I think when we're talking specifically whole food plant-based, I think that can be harder in a lot of ways to have this idea of doing it all the time and doing nothing else. And so, and the difference between the two really is that whole food plant-based, you know, I gave you the list of categories that this includes. And when you're eating a vegan diet, you're eating, you know, you're staying away from animal products, and you are eating a lot of those things. You're eating a lot of fruit and veggies and whole grains and beans and legumes and nuts and seeds and minimally processed food, but you are also eating processed food, right? You also might go out to a restaurant and get a, you know, a vegan burger with, you know, vegan mayo, and a vegan potato salad might have some oil and some processed kind of faux meats. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with any of it, actually. It's just kind of where you're at and your reasons for doing this. And so for me personally, I have found it, you know, much easier to stick to eating a whole food plant-based diet about 90% of the time, and that other 10%, and I'm just kind of gathering these numbers from my ass because I don't actually have any metrics for this, or I don't track it or anything. This is just a guesstimate. But if I focus on being like, okay, I'm going to be whole food plant-based around 90% of the time, and about 10% of the time, I'm going to eat, I'm going to stay away from all animal products, but I'm going to give myself some wiggle room to eat, you know, the vegan burger or the vegan pizza or the vegan cheesecake from time to time, right? And if I do that, then I'm happy because I have that wiggle room. I know for myself, I'm not ever going to eat animals. And that's just something that I've never done it in my life, and I have no interest in it. And in 43 years, I've never been in a situation where I have to eat animal products or not eat at all. Now, if I was in that situation, if I was like, okay, if there was a situation where it was either I starve, right, and like I literally can't eat for an extended amount of time or eat animal products, you know that I would eat meat. Like, I would do that to survive. But I've never been in a situation like that. I've never had that be the choice. I've always been able to navigate eating, you know, staying away from meat. And I've traveled a lot. I've been to a lot of countries and a lot of continents, and I've always been able to do that. So I know that for me, eating animals, just not going to happen ever. eating eggs. Okay, when I travel, I might eat something with an egg in it. You know, I might eat like a, who knows? I probably won't eat like an egg, like a fried egg, just because I don't like the taste. And if I can avoid it, and if there's another option, I will choose another option. But it's not going to be a deal breaker if I am traveling, and that's kind of the that, you know, if there's something with an egg in it versus nothing else, I'll definitely eat that. And like dairy, yeah, I really want to avoid that as much as possible because I don't like the feeling, and it just, I don't feel good when I eat it. And so for me, it's pretty easy. Like if I want to not eat whole food plant-based, I can get away with eating vegan, right? I can eat a vegan diet, and usually there's something for me. And so that's the wiggle room I give myself, and I feel good with that. And I don't try to be perfect. I don't, you know, I'm not super strict with this. I do this and I eat this way because I want to, because I enjoy it. And giving myself, you know, wiggle room is something that makes me feel really relaxed about this and very good about it, while still staying true to the things that I really do want to stay away from. Like I really do want to stay away from meat, and I really do want to stay away from dairy, and I do really do want to stay away from eggs. And so if I can do that by, you know, once in a while eating something vegan, eating something processed, then great, I'm all in. I'm there for it. And when that happens, I feel fortunate that there is that option. But I think one of the things that comes up often is, okay, if I'm really wanting to be pretty strict about this, then, you know, what about going out to eat? What about eating out? Because there's going to be social events. There's going to be things that, you know, there's going to be other humans in the world that you know, invite me to leave my house, or other opportunities to like leave the house and eat somewhere that isn't your own kitchen. And I think people get really tripped up about this. And here's my advice is look at the reasons or look at the context, right? If there's an opportunity or if there's a time when you are not going to eat whole food plant-based and you're kind of trying to decide whether or not to do that, you can ask yourself, this very simple question. You can ask yourself if the benefit outweigh the cost? It's a great question to ask. Does the benefit outweigh the cost? And there's some scenarios where it absolutely might. There are some scenarios where no, it doesn't. And then you might want to make another choice. So here's an example. If you are going out to eat with your friends or your family, and you're going to a restaurant and the restaurant is not whole food plant-based, yeah, it might have some vegetarian options, right? Or might have some vegan options. Is the benefit of going to that meal and eating in a way that you don't normally eat, is that going to benefit you more than not going? And this is, you know, you have to answer this for yourself because no one else can answer this for you. For most people, I would say it probably does, because what are you getting out of this social event? If you're going out with friends, you are getting connection. You are getting friendship. You are probably going to be laughing. You are hearing stories. You are putting your energy towards maintaining a friendship with people. And to me, that really outweighs the cost of, you know, having some French fries, right? And a salad with some dressing that has oil in it, right? For me. Now, it could be that if you are somebody who, let's say you have heart problems and you're really, really like, I really need to stick to a low-fat, whole food, plant-based diet because like my heart needs me to. And you're very clear in your doctor and you have talked about it and it's like you really need to do that. It could be that meal out you know, the benefit doesn't outweigh the cost. It could be that, no, it's too high of a price to pay for you. So if that's the case, then honor that. And maybe what you could do instead is meet your friends for a hike, or meet your friends to do a fun activity like bowling or something. And you can still get that connection and that friendship while doing something that's going to, you know, serve you and what you need most. So this is a very personal question to ask, and nobody has the answer, like I said, besides you. But does the benefit outweigh the cost? Like, I think that that's a really good way to look at this, to decide. So the other thing, you know, here's another example. Let's say you ate whole food plant-based all day and you have some ice cream in your freezer and it's the end of the day and it's before you're going to bed and you want to go get that ice cream. Okay, does the benefit outweigh the cost? Up to you, right? Like, what is the benefit of doing that and what is the cost of doing that? You know, for you, if you're like, I just really want pleasure right now. I really want a burst of pleasure and I need a little escape. And if that's what you need right now and that's really important to you, right? And if the benefit outweighs the cost, then go for it, right? That there is no judgment involved with any of this. It is what you honestly can say, yes, this benefit outweighs this cost. And that is up to you. Just be honest about it, right? And you might be like, you know, if you really look at it, no, it doesn't. Like, I don't want to eat this ice cream because I know that I'm not ultimately going to, you know, feel good for it. And, you know, I can get an escape another way, or maybe I can just sit back and feel my feelings and not need an escape. I don't know. And that's a possible scenario as well. But again, it's up to you. Sometimes we do need an escape. Sometimes it is nice just to zone out with a little bit of sugar. It's, you know, it's it's true. And I think the most important thing is just honor your truth and honor whatever it is. And then don't beat yourself up for it. And I think that the most, you know, it's so important to ask yourself this and to make your choices from your truth and from your needs and from your wants instead of from other people's wants and needs. Because then, only then can you be empowered and really, you know, feel good about not doing something 100%. If it wasn't, not that that's even possible, but you know, if you've decided that you want to do that like 80-20 ratio, okay, I'm 80% whole food plant-based, I'm going to give myself, you know, a little bit of wiggle room, or I'm 90% or whatever, and you like your reasons for doing that, then your choices really are coming from you, and then you can own those choices and not have them come from somebody else because it's what they wanted, or it's kind of, you know, what they were doing. So I think these are all good things to consider, and just really honoring yourself, honoring your choices, and really asking yourself that question: does the benefit outweigh the cost? And just answer that honestly, and have that kind of be a guide for you. I think most human interaction, I think it's really, really important, but I also think that there are ways to have that human interaction that doesn't involve food, right? But I also think that sharing a meal with somebody is a really beautiful, important thing to do as well. So it's a little bit of both. So I encourage you to give yourself wiggle room, to not beat yourself up, you know, to have your reasons why you're doing this. It's really important to start there, because if you are somebody who has, you know, some heart problems going on and you really do need to be like low fat, whole food, plant based, and you really can't fuck around with it, then like that reason is really going to drive your choices. And I think if you have a big health reason why you're doing something, I think it is easier to do this like much more strictly. I think that it is, because Yeah, because the alternative might be really uncomfortable. The alternative might be really scary. And so that creates tension. If you are doing this for, let's say, preventative health, and you're like, yeah, you know, nothing's wrong with me right now, and I'm just trying to, like, make sure that things don't go awry in the future, then, you know, I think it's easier to be to give yourself a little bit more wiggle room. Is that the right thing to do? It's up to you. Like, that is such a personal choice. But I do think that the more strict you are with this, the easier it can be to kind of fall back and go in the opposite direction, unless there's, like, some very big health reason why you're doing this, and it's very, very important for your health that you do this. That's kind of the caveat to that. Yeah, so those are my thoughts on that. I hope that is helpful. I just, you know, I want to encourage you to have fun with this and play with this and experiment with this. And don't forget that it's not all serious. You know, we have three opportunities a day to fuel, right? We have breakfast, we have lunch, we have dinner. Those are three opportunities to make choices about what you're going to put in your mouth and how you're going to fuel your body. And so if there's one breakfast that you end up eating an omelet, then guess what? You got another breakfast tomorrow. And you could maybe have a big, beautiful bowl of steel-cut oats tomorrow. I wrote about this recently, but it's not like the one, grilled cheese sandwich that's going to make or break things, right? It's what you're doing on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, most of the time that's gonna matter most. And so that's what I wanted to give you. That's what I want to share with you today. That's what I was being pulled to share. I don't know why, where these things come from, but I do know that you got to meet yourself where you're at, and to give yourself some grace changes things, and to give yourself some wiggle room can really, really change things. It can actually keep you from doing more of the thing that you really, really want to do instead of less, which seems like it would be kind of opposite of that. But turns out the human brain is funny. Sometimes if we tell ourselves that we have to do something, all of a sudden we're like, nope, I don't want to. And there's going to be pushback from the brain, even if you have, you know, many good reasons to do it. So a lot of this too is the language that you're using and the you know, thoughts that you're telling yourself and the perspective in which you're looking at this from. And I think it's so helpful to keep in mind that you are choosing to do this. You don't have to do this. It's a choice that you're making. Instead of, oh, I have to do this. No, you don't have to do this. This is a choice that you're making. There's a lot of reasons why you want to do this. But don't forget you're choosing to do this. That can kind of calm some of that inner freak out, right? Instead of saying, I have to do this. So that can be really helpful too. Wherever you're at with this, just know it's right where you need to be. And this is a process. This is a journey. This doesn't happen overnight. And not only does the eating whole food plant-based not necessarily happen overnight, but your comfort level with this and your, you know, finding that sweet spot of feeling mentally really good with where you're at, that can also be a process. And so it could be in the beginning you were really gung-ho and you were very, very strict and that didn't feel so good. So you might need to pull back a little bit and be like, okay, well, what, you know, how can I make a few adjustments so that I feel really good about this? Right? Because this is a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful gift that you're giving your body. So it helps when you're all in, mind, body, spirit, soul. It helps when you're all in. So to find your footing with this, and it's such an individual thing because we all have a different sweet spot with it because we're all coming from different places and we're doing this for different reasons. So it's such a personal thing. So you got to find your sweet spot with this. You got to find where you feel really good about this, and you're not doing this in a way that is so stressful that it's actually, you know, the benefit is no longer outweighing the cost. So it's good to take a step back and just kind of re-examine some of this stuff sometimes. Okay, I hope that was helpful. If you have questions, you can always email me, support@cleanfooddirtygirl.com. And if you have any requests for podcast topics, I'm always taking those as well. Let me know what you want me to cover, or if there's anybody cool that you would like me to talk to and bring on the podcast, let me know as well. I'm always open. Okay, I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.